on sheets.
A fallen officer is remembered, a Bedford County church gets its nativity scene ransacked, and an Australian radio show connected to a suicide calls it quits. All that plus traffic, sports, and weather on today's 5 o'clock news break on WBT FM 90.7 Blacksburg. I'm Lauren Hickman. This past Saturday marked the one-year anniversary of the death of Officer Derek Krause. Derek Krause was an officer for the Virginia Tech Police Force. He was shot down at a traffic stop on the Virginia Tech campus by a Radford University student last year on Reading Day. The tragedy ended with the shooter taking his own life not long after he shot Officer Krause. On this anniversary, the Virginia Tech Police Force, his family, and other Virginia Tech members gathered by the Hokie Stone, where Officer Krause's name is engraved for a memorial. The stone marks the spot where he died. At the memorial, Krause's colleagues said kind words in memory of him. In order for all Virginia Tech officers to attend the memorial Saturday, Blacksburg police took over patrolling the campus during the ceremony. Thoughts and prayers go out to Officer Krause's family and friends still mourning his loss. The Christmas spirit doesn't seem to be with a couple of thieves in Bedford County. The Shiloh United Methodist Church reported to police that all but a lone lamb was stolen from the nativity scene on the church's lawn. Authorities say the figurines were likely stolen sometime last night between the hours of 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. The items missing from the historical scene are the baby Jesus, Mary, Joseph, the three wise men, a shepherd, and multiple animals. All of the nativity scene figures were decades old but have a fresh coat of paint on them. If you have any information on the subject, please call the Central Virginia Crime Stoppers at 888-798-5900. The two Australian DJs connected with the suicide of a nurse after their royal prank cancels their show. Michael Christian and Mel Gregg are two Australian DJs who attempted to pull off a massive prank. They pretended to be Queen Elizabeth II and Prince Charles and called the hospital where the Duchess of Cambridge was staying to try to learn insider information on her condition. The two were actually able to trick nurse Jacinta Saldanha into transferring them to Kate Middleton's personal nurse. Once news got out that it was just a prank, tragedy struck. On Friday of last week, Nurse Saldanha committed suicide, thought to be directly related to the prank incident. Now the DJs are coming forward to express their deepest apologies. Both shed tears on the Affiliate 9 network, and Greg stated, "There's not a minute that goes by that we don't think of her family and what they must be going through, and the thought that we may have played a part in that. Not only will the DJ show not return, but the company that owns the radio station has suspended all prank calls, pulled advertising, and is reviewing current policies on the subject." According to CNN, London's Metropolitan Police have contacted Australian authorities in regards to the DJ's prank call, but there's no word yet on what may happen from a legal standpoint. In traffic news, Main Street will experience some lane shifts this week. Starting today until Wednesday, December 13th, the turning lanes at the intersection of Main Street and College Avenue will be closed from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. Because traffic heading south on Main Street will have to merge into the northbound lane, no traffic will be allowed to turn onto College Avenue. The businesses on College Avenue will still be open during those times, however. Now, here's Andrew Eberle-Howerton with all your Hokie sports news.
Thanks, Lauren. The Hokie men's basketball team lost their first game of the season on Saturday, 68-67 to West Virginia, in a game that came down to last-second shots for both teams. Robert Brown banked in a three-pointer to take the lead with 18 seconds left, but West Virginia's Jawan Staten responded with an easy layup with 5 seconds remaining to claim it back. Eric Green missed a jumper at the buzzer on the next possession. Green scored 23 points to extend his streak of games scoring 20 or more to 8 games to start this season. Green also contributed a career-high 10 assists, and Robert Brown added a career-high 21 points. Virginia Tech was out-rebounded 49-38 and gave up second, third, and fourth chances to the Mountaineers by surrendering 23 offensive rebounds. The Hokies have an immediate opportunity to rebound from the loss as they host Mississippi Valley State tonight at 7 p.m. as part of the Continental Tire Las Vegas Classic. That's all for your WVT Sports Update. I'm Andrew Everly-Howerton. Now over to Sam Weber with your WVT weather forecast.
Thanks, Andrew. We may have seen our last 60-degree day of the year as we begin a cooler trend tonight and tomorrow. A cold front responsible for showers today will drag in some colder northern air into the region, dropping overnight lows to 39. Any lingering rain should taper off by early Tuesday morning. However, we could experience some wind gusts up to 35 miles per hour. Things begin to clear up tomorrow, but the December chills will make a comeback as highs will be limited to 45 degrees. Overnight, we'll break the freezing mark for the first time since last Thursday, with lows around 30. A few more clouds sneak in on Wednesday with highs once again sticking to a frigid 45. Clear skies overnight will help send lows to 24. A slight warm-up is headed our way Thursday and Friday with highs poking into the mid-50s and lows hovering around the 30-degree mark. Perfect weather, just in time to kick off exams. The threat for some rain sneaks back into the picture for the second half of next weekend. That's all from the WUVT Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Sam Weber. Back to you, Lauren.
Thanks, Sam. Right now, it's drizzling in the New River Valley. It's 60 in Roanoke, 55 near Dublin and Pulaski, 56 in Marion, 55 near Bluefield, and it is 57 degrees outside the WUVT studios here in downtown Blacksburg, Virginia. For WUVT News, I'm Lauren Hickman.
Good afternoon for Wednesday. Jeez, that's my Americana show. Monday afternoon jazz. How you doing? My name is Lynn. This is the last jazz show for me of the semester, because the semester technically ends on Wednesday. So I'll be around regardless of the school scheduling, but not necessarily as regularly as we have been meeting. If you'd like to give me a call at 540-231-9888, that's 540-231-WUVT, home to the greatest radio station in the world. Starting things off tonight with some gorgeous, spacious piano by the one and only Cecil Taylor, recorded live at Montreux back in 1974. Here's Crossing. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Zabo here on 90.7 WDT with Los Matadores. Cecil Taylor before that with Crossing Part 2 off of his live album Silent Tongue. You're in tune to the greatest radio station in the world. My name is Len. This is Monday Afternoon Jazz, final jazz installment for the semester. Hope you enjoyed it. I'll be around all winter break though, fear not, but at the same time, it will be a totally different schedule. Give us a call, 540-231-9888. That's 540-231-WDT. Coming up next, some Willis Jackson. glasses. That was a little bit of Sun Ra for the heliocentric worlds of Sun Ra. Outer Nothingness. Rasan, Roland Kirk before that, and If I Loved You. And right now we got some Jackie McLean with Gary Bartz doing Water Circle off of his album Ode to Super. You're into the greatest radio station in the world. My name is Len. Please give me a holler at 540-231-9888.